Welcome to episode 279 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so please be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay, Donna, and George. And we are also very excited to welcome our special guest tonight, Laura Robbins. Laura has special appeal to those of us in North Carolina, as she's a Cary native and a proud NSCU graduate. Laura has been a business development manager in the travel industry for 25 years. She's covered the Southeast for Delta Vacations, the official vacation provider for Delta Airlines for the past 10 years. Currently, she lives outside of Atlanta, and now, with grown children, she and her husband are checking off their travel bucket list. Welcome, Laura.
Yay! Thank you so much. And I didn't quite get if you said children or grandchildren, but I don't have any grandchildren yet, unless there's something you want to tell me. And did my daughter or son reach out to you?
I said children, right?
Did you say children?
I didn't say grandchildren.
You said children.
Did you say children? In my head, I heard children, and I thought, do I need to make a phone call after the podcast?
Maybe we need to tell your daughters and send something.
Exactly. Well, I'm very excited to join you today. As I mentioned before, I don't do podcasts, but I'm excited to have my first one. So, yay! Let me know what to do.
Awesome. Okay. So, can you talk a little bit about what Delta Vacations does for people who have never heard of them?
Absolutely. So, you mentioned that Delta Vacations is the official vacation provider of Delta Airlines. So I am an airline employee and I work in the vacation division. Delta has many divisions. They have a cargo division. They have all different types. But I work in the fun place where we talk about places like Jamaica and St. Lucia and going over to Europe or going over to Hawaii. And what we do is we customize vacations anywhere your clients want to travel using air with Delta Airlines or one of our partner carriers across the sky team. That would be KLM, Air France, Alitalia, Virgin Atlantic, Aeromexico, Virgin Australia, even WestJet with Canada. Lots of partner airlines, as well as co-chair partner airlines, Bahamas Air, Hawaiian Air. So we can connect you across the globe. And then we also have some fabulous hotel partners we work with. And so we'll customize a trip with the air, the vacation resort property, car rentals, transfers, and also any type of experiential activities. That would be your cooking classes, your distillery walks, your beer craft brewery walks that I think might be of interest and fun for your team. So
yes, they are. Yeah.
So all those things we customize. You tell us what day you want to go, what day you want to come back. Do you want to stay at a resort? Do you need an apartment in town? Do you want a condo? And then do you want to do the dolphin swim? Do you want to walk around Paris and see the gardens? Do you want to take a pasta making class in Italy? So we put all of that together, and it's just a fabulous trip.
Awesome. So a lot of people, we get this question a lot as travel agents. Why would we do it through Delta Vacations rather than just booking direct and piecing it all together?
Piecing together a trip and looking at all the different vacation components is a lot of work on your end. And So you come to us for what we do best. We've already secured the contracts with our hotel partners, our car rental partners, and this way it's a one-stop shopping for you. And we've also secured what's called a wholesale rate. And a wholesale rate is just unique to our industry. It's not something that an end user, the traveler, is going to have access to. They're going to need to come through a travel advisor in order to get these rates and these fares. And they're all put together in a bundle with an out-the-door price. Instead of taking the time to piecemeal it bit by bit, you've got a quicker response. And instead of the retail price that you're going to get, if you will, on Delta.com, Marriott.com, what have you, you're getting that wholesale. So you're getting a discounted rate on your vacation.
And our clients usually like to save money.
Yeah, I find that when you bundle it all together like that, a lot of times I get a better price. If I'm looking and people are going to fly Delta, I always check Delta Vacations because I find the price to be more competitive when it's going through Delta Vacations.
Well, it truly is. And again, that goes back to the wholesale rates that we're going to give out to the travel advisors and not what the traveling public can see, as I said before, on a .com.
So what is the what's new? I use Delta Vacations for my clients quite often. I happen to love you guys, but so what are the newest things, the latest and greatest things that you guys have to offer with Delta Airlines?
Oh, something that I am very excited about is we are bringing back dining internationally in the main cabin. You know, traveling on an airline used to be, how can I say this, a little more glamorous and easygoing than it is today. Exactly. I remember my mother would dress me up in my Sunday best just to go see my father off for his flight or greet him at the airport when he was coming home. And now we see, we don't see that much anymore. There's a little bit of travel stress going on. We've got people that look like they rolled out of bed and go into the airport in their pajamas. And then we got other people that look like they're, you know, heading off the flight to a Zumba class. So it's a little different type of travel than we used to have. We're trying to bring back some of the niceties that went away. And our president wants to make it more of a living room experience. So you're sitting on your flight and you've got your Wi-Fi access. You've got your TV in front of you. You can watch your favorite show, watch your favorite movie. And now we're going to serve you some dinner the way we used to. So it's a bistro style meal. But first and foremost, we're going to offer you a Bellini. So that gets the flight, that gets you, you know, you're off in the right position right away, off to a great start, and then you'll have a bistro style meal. And then at the end, you can have brownies and cookies and sometimes ice cream. So that's something exciting
I had some of that
about
ice cream.
Did you get an ice cream sundae?
No, it wasn't a sundae, but it was really good. It was like a salted caramel, and it was from this little dairy in like somewhere around London. It was almost boutique style.
Right. Well, and something else that we're trying to do is provide our food service from a local source instead of it, you know, all being the same regardless of your departure city. So you're coming from Mexico, it will be more authentic to the cuisine of that region. And I don't know how, you know, I think ice cream is international, so that worked out very well. But maybe that's a popular brand over in London.
But it was really cool because you got some of these, you know, some of these little cheeses and all that were authentic to the area that you were in. And it was really amazing.
I'm really excited about that, because that is not a representative of what the airline meals have been thus far.
No, it's not. So International Main Cabin Dining is one of the latest and greatest. I do want to mention a few new routes, and I'm going to start with Raleigh just to reinforce that we do have the flight that goes from Raleigh-Durham to Charles de Gaulle in Paris, and it has been so popular that we've shifted to a wide body on that route. So keep it coming. We're looking to add another international destination out of Raleigh. I have no idea what that's going to be. My pay grade isn't high enough to know that kind of stuff. But we are looking at some more international out of Raleigh if possible. Raleigh is actually what is considered a focus city of Deltas. You know, Delta has its hubs, Atlanta, New York, JFK, Minneapolis, Detroit, Salt Lake, Seattle, Los Angeles. But Delta also has focus cities. And a focus city is not quite the status of a hub city, but it's where we are trying to get more lift, more service, revamping the sky clubs, if you will, new routes. So those focus cities are Raleigh, North Carolina, Boston, Massachusetts, Austin, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, and San Jose, California. So good things to come with Raleigh. And by the way, Raleigh-Durham Airport is working on an additional runway. So look for that in the future. Oh. So let's see, what else can I tell you? Some new routes nationwide. So out of those focus cities that I mentioned, you can look at Boston has lots of lift over into Europe right now. They've also got some flights not just on Delta, but on Virgin Atlantic. Then you have some other cities, Detroit and Minneapolis, for example, routes over into different parts of Europe. And then if we go down, something that popped up on the radar that was interesting to me, Tampa has a flight now to Amsterdam.
Wow.
And
I saw that when I was there the other, about a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm. So we expect that to be very popular. Last year on Virgin, we added some more lift. So you've got now Orlando and Miami, both with flights on Virgin to London. So more expansion to come in the European market. So look for those. Something else that's new is we've gone to a four cabin configuration on several aircraft. And that is because there is a need for something that is more than a comfort plus. And bear with me, if you will, comfort plus is, for those of you that don't know, the first few rows of main cabin, where you get the priority boarding, the dedicated bin space, extra snacks and beverages. But it's not a separate cabin. So you have a big mm-hmm. jump on lots of international routes from that comfort plus to a first class or business, even a Delta One. And there needed to be something in between. So we're going to a premium cabin in between, and that will be on some European and Asian routes. And it also aligns us with our partner airlines I mentioned earlier, KLM, Air France, Alitalia, Virgin. They all have a cabin that fits this need. So the seats are not your lie flat bed like you would see with Delta One, but they have extra room. They have the footrest, the leg rest. It's your lazy boy in the sky, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So very so excited about
people.
That. Exactly. Yeah. Very excited about that. So there are a few of the new latest and greatest with Delta Airlines.
Cool.
I can definitely fall asleep in a Lazy Boy.
After your ice cream.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Lay back. So what about, we were talking at the beginning about like the packages with the hotel and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So what do you think are the top up and coming destinations for this year with the whole package deal from Delta Vacations?
Well, I have to say some of the top destinations that are coming that are sticking again from last year. One of them is Iceland. Still very popular, so popular that we had to add a second city for a departure city. We used to only have JFK to Iceland, and now we had to add Minneapolis because the flights were so incredibly full, if that tells you anything. In Iceland, you're going to see all kinds of glaciers and natural waterfalls and parks, and there's a place where the plate tectonics of North America and Eurasia combine, and it's just the beauty is astounding in Iceland. Of course, you have the Northern Lights and the lagoon that everybody talks about, but the nature truly is incredible, just what you see on TV. It's not, you know, made up or anything like that. If you've ever watched, pardon?
I was going to say, I think it's like walking into a photograph.
It truly is. It truly is. If any of you have ever seen Game of Thrones, that mm-hmm. was a big filming destination for Game of Thrones. Actually, parts of some of the scenery was set. If you take a city tour, let's put it this way. If you're in the capital of Reykjavik and you take the city tour, they can point out to you some of the filming locations around the cathedral. The church is absolutely beautiful. Very easy to get around, rent a car and get around. If you go to the south, what I think is so fascinating is the southern part of Iceland. It's a little reminiscent of the Big Island of Hawaii because it's got such a diverse landscape. You've got some black sand beaches and very, very pretty. And then, of course, up north, you've got the glaciers and all of that to look at. So definitely recommend Iceland. Amsterdam. Very hot right now, and that's why we've added so much flight service back into Amsterdam. You have your traditional top destinations, and let me start off by saying I do recommend on every single vacation, the first thing you do is a hop-on, hop-off tour, and that is because you're usually exhausted by the time you get there, so it doesn't take a whole lot of energy to just sit on a bus. So get your hop, and then go hop-on, hop-off. But grab your hops and sit on the bus and let them give you a sampling of what's in each city. And if you want to hop on, hop off, you can. But take the tour, and this goes for every city, whether you're in Reykjavik, whether you're in Lisbon, whether you're in Paris or London. Back to Amsterdam, of course, you're going to have your traditional canal cruises and red light districts and biking. You've got the Anne Frank House. But what makes Amsterdam very unique is you have quick trips on the train or the bus to Brussels or Bruges, you know, the fairy tale cities. And you could take a day trip to Ghent there or Ghent's the medieval type city. Delft is where you have the blue and white porcelain pottery. The Hague is the home of the government. Volendam, you'll see lots of windmills, lots and lots of windmills. I can't stress enough how many windmills you will see. But that's why you need the hops for the hop on, hop off. But Volendam also has a cheese tour. So love Amsterdam. You will never be bored. So much to do there. Another great destination, Los Cabos, and that's because they've added so much hotel product there. So Los Cabos is coming in with some great rates because we've got beds to fill there. Los Cabos is made up of two towns. You've got San Jose at one end of the corridor. You've got San Lucas at the other end of the corridor. So San Jose is where it all started. That's where the mission is. It's a quiet, sleepy little town, home to an artist colony. Great walking around. They actually have a gallery walk on Thursday nights for most of the year, where you can go and walk around and see the different art galleries, pottery galleries, jewelry galleries. That's something neat to do at night in San Jose. The corridor of Los Cabos is where you're going to find the golf courses. It's beautiful and scenic as you drive from San Jose down to San Lucas. San Lucas, of course, is where all the action is, all the activity with the marina and all the famous, you know, bars, Cabo Wabo. It's also where you can just hop on a little boat for about $10 and go out and see the Ark, Land's End. The Ark is also where you'll see the sea lions. You'll see Lover's Beach, which is a great stretch of beach right there along the Sea of Cortez. And on the other side is the Pacific, and that's where you have Divorce Beach. And it's, you know, nice because the Sea of Cortez is all nice and calm. And then you've got the Pacific side with Divorce Beach, which is all rough and choppy. And you can't really get out there and see that beach very well. But again, it's nice to go down to the marina, take that boat out, see where the Sea of Cortez and the Pacific Ocean meet. That's one of my favorite destinations. I think Cabo is something that's really, really spectacular. And last but not least, I wanted to mention Orlando, and that's because there's so much to do now with the theme parks. They've added on so much. Universal has a completely new resort that's there now. They continue to add on, as does, excuse me, Walt Disney World continues to add on too, because now they have the Star Wars area. They also are in the process of building an Avatar area. So continue to, you know, Orlando just never stops.
So Avatar's there, but I know Universal is building another theme park. They're doing like the, oh, help me out here. The video game one.
Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all going to be really exciting. Orlando's, we are lovers of Orlando.
There's never a dull moment, and there's always growth, and it just never stops. I mean, it's almost, it's like Las Vegas. There is always something to do any hour of the day for anyone, any member of your family. You're just not going to be bored.
And it's kind of foodie heaven, too.
Yeah, you're not going to want for anything there. Yeah.
So again, I'm betting... Back to like the actual booking with Delta Vacations, what is the travel advisory waiver that is included?
Okay, that is something new, and thanks for asking about that. So, you know, we have different, anything that goes on in the world affects the travel industry. Travel, you know, it is very fluid. And so Delta Airlines will periodically come out with an advisory waiver whenever something goes awry, whether it be political unrest or weather-related, like a hurricane or a winter storm. And once this goes into effect, then the Delta Vacations waiver goes into effect for the origin or destination where the issue is occurring. So, for example, last year we had the hurricane that was hitting the Bahamas. So this waiver protected those passengers. They could actually cancel their booking and have future travel credit, or they could simply reschedule. So some of them said, you know, I still want to travel that same week, but instead of going to the Bahamas, I'm going to go over to Cancun. same with winter storms. Sometimes it's not your destination that's affected per se. It's your city of origin. So someone might be up in Pittsburgh and they really, really want to get to Cancun, but they can't get to Cancun because there's a snowstorm blanketing the city. So the same applies, where all you have to do is either cancel and get future travel credit vouchers, or you, that one, there's really no way. You can't really, if you have a snowstorm, you can't really drive to another airport, I would think. So that's going to cover you. And what's great about it is that it's of no cost to your clients. This is a value added feature on every Delta vacation booking. So this is not insurance. This is just being proactive when we have these issues that arise in the travel industry. Now, we do have travel protection, and I recommend this day and age everybody take some type of travel protection, and that will cover you. But this is something different. This is being proactive if an issue arises.
I have to count you good for that one, Sandy, because you got her to mention Pittsburgh.
I know. I love it. We kind of spoke before we recorded. So what about, let's say we have a group of like four or five couples. Do you guys do stuff like that?
Absolutely. We have two types of groups that you can work. We have the original traditional style of group travel. That's where everybody moves as one unit. You're a pack moving around. That's where everybody's going to leave Raleigh and everybody's going to Jamaica and everybody's staying for the same length of time. That's called a traditional group. And then we have what's called a flexible getaway. And flexible is just that. That's where you have people that want to vacation together, but they may not necessarily be able to travel together. So for a flexible getaway, you might have two from Raleigh, four from Atlanta, two from Dallas. And the two from Dallas don't want air because they want to fly American instead of Delta because it's nonstop. You can have different length of stays, different origin cities. And it really works well for guys getting together to go golfing, girlfriends getting together for a getaway. Any type of family reunion, since, you know, we're all so spread out these days. We don't all grow up and live and die in the same 30-mile radius anymore. Anytime you have a wedding and you don't need to be the wedding planner, you just need to plan the travel, this is when you would use a flexible getaway to get the wedding party and the family and friends all down to a resort. Does that answer your question about groups?
Yeah. Awesome.
Good.
So, and I forgot to ask this too, but why would you tell somebody they should use a travel agent? Because that's another question we get.
You know, I started out when I graduated from college. I had no idea I was going to end up in this industry, and I'm very fortunate that I did. But back in those days, travel agencies and advisors were an invaluable resource because we did not have all the capabilities to research and navigate. You couldn't go to your laptop and Google a destination. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even book an airline ticket. You had to go to an advisor or to the airport or to a city ticket office, and they were paper tickets. And over time, we've become kind of a self-sufficient, I can do it myself, let's leave out the third party society. Well, we're circling back to needing help because there's a lot of people out there that can't figure out how to plan the trip on their own. There are a lot of people out there that have gotten burned because if it looks too good to be true, it is. So what we have found is that people are circling back just for the very reasons of, I cannot figure all of this out on my own. I'm coming to someone who is the expert. I know if I needed got into some sort of trouble, I would need to go talk to a lawyer. And go to someone who has expertise. If you need surgery, that's something you can't do yourself. You need to go to somebody that has that expertise or get something worked on your car. So you need to go to somebody that has the knowledge of the destination. If something happens and you've booked on the internet, who are you going to call the internet to fix it? So a travel advisor has your back. Not only can they set it up correctly so you're not going to run into any problems, but if something perchance does happen, they have your back. They're the person that you can call at 2 a.m. and say, I need to get back home. Travel agencies are backed by the American Society of Travel Agents. If you have a tour operator or a cruise line that for some reason goes under, if you're booked direct, a lot of times you will not have any recourse. If you have booked your trip through a travel agency, that travel agency 99% of the time can get your money back for you. So, you know, not only do you have that person, that one contact to help you plan your trip, that is there with you all the way, start to finish.
So that's, you brought up a really good point about us like knowing the destinations and, you know, we spend a lot of our time going to these resorts and doing tours and things like that so that we can kind of give our opinion on which hotels we like best. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite romantic hotels that you've visited lately?
I do have a favorite romantic hotel. Well, I have several, but one that comes to mind is Pedregal over in Los Cabos. Is in a truly romantic setting where your property is built into the side of a mountain. And you look out over the Pacific, and it's very quiet, very secluded, candlelit all at night. But I think what makes it so special is there's a restaurant there called El Farallon, again, built into the side of the cliff with the waves hitting the rocks, and you're sitting right above having your romantic candlelit dinner. It's probably the most romantic candlelit dinner I have ever had. And it never fails when I'm at this restaurant that I don't see, if not one, if not more proposals. So,
what is the name of the resort? What's the resort name again?
Pedregal.
Okay.
Pedregal.
I think I've seen pictures of that.
There's also in Los Cabos, the one and only is a very special romantic resort that is a great it's a great location for destination weddings because there's a chapel that sits high on a hill there. And you can actually, from the top of the steps of the chapel, look out and see the Sea of Cortez. So you can be in the chapel and have your picture made with the sea in the background. So
nice.
Beautiful there. There's some other very romantic locations. Jade Mountain over in St. Lucia. Again, you've got the property is built into the cliff and it's the fourth wall is actually open air. So you're looking out into the water.
Yeah, that's
panoramic view.
I'm familiar with that one. Was that the one that was on The Bachelor?
I believe it was at once. I believe it was or its sister property. Yes, absolutely. So those are a few. I mean, there's numerous, of course, all over, but just a couple of special places near and dear to my heart.
What about family travel? What are your favorite family resorts?
You know, I have a new favorite family resort that recently opened. It's been open 1.5, 2 years, and it's Hotel Ishkaret, and that's in the southern part of Riviera Maya near Tulum. And the reason that I was so taken with this property is it's your true, well, it's an all-inclusive, but it takes all-inclusive a step further. So you have your, all your meals are included, your beverages. And I have to tell you, they had great food, including the buffet. And you can't often find that in a lot of all-inclusive resort destinations. It's either one or the other. Either the buffet is great and the specialty restaurants are not, or vice versa. This had both. But what it does is it takes this concept a step further because it's connected to several different theme parks. And so your entry fee to these theme parks are also included. For example, there's one that is a combination water park type zoo. So you can go through and see the animals, but you can also take advantage of the lazy river ride or swimming with the dolphins. Then there's another park where you have more of the activities. So the zip lining and the ATVs and all the soft adventure. There's another park that you can visit where your entry fee is included. That is more soft, again, a soft adventure, but it's where you can get in these inner tubes and float down the natural rivers that are located in that area in the Riviera Maya, and they're called cenotes. And so you go along and you're above ground, and then all of a sudden you're underground, but you keep floating and you can pop back up. And it's very peaceful, very tranquil. And then, of course, there are several other parks that are attached as well. But what makes it nice is, you know, families or different people have different ideas of what they want to do on their vacation. So my daughter and I, we could sit at the beach or the pool all day. And my husband and my son, that's not what they like to do. So they might sit with us for a little bit, but then they're going to go off and explore a park. And so you come back and have dinner together and talk about your day, and everybody's had a great time and enjoyed something, instead of forcing my son to sit on a beach all day or forcing my daughter to go ride a zip line, which scares her to death. So it's something for everyone. Everybody's happy. Great food, but also the surroundings, the way the resort is set. Not only do you have beautiful beaches, they're cove beaches, but there's lagoons throughout and swinging bridges to get from one part of the resort to the other. So it has a different look and feel about it than most beachfront resorts.
George, you've been to Ishkaret, right?
No, that was Elizabeth. I've been dreaming about going, but no, haven't made it there yet.
Well, yeah, you have to go. And this hotel, I didn't mention this park, I guess. I forgot. But it's right there by the ruins of Ishkaret. So that's another adventure you can take, is going to see the Mayan ruins right there at Ishkaret, which was the city built right along the beach. So another great experience from that hotel with your entry fee included as part of your all-inclusive vacation.
And that's a great value, because I mean, it's a theme park just like any other, so you're talking at least $100 a day per person.
Exactly.
Sandy, I was in Akamal. Maybe that's what you're getting confused.
Maybe that's
it's not that far away. But actually, for our listeners, we did a whole episode on Ishkaret. It's episode 249, and we'll put a link in the show notes.
Thank you, George.
Yep.
So what's your bucket list? Where have you not gone yet that you still want to go?
There are so many places. you know, and it changes. It's, you know, whether I see a movie, I watch, you know, or watch something on TV or read about a destination, or maybe I'm at a travel show. I am a big animal and nature lover, and so I have plans to try to get to the Galapagos.
That's mine.
that's on there. Believe it or not, I have been in the industry for over 25 years. I have not made it to Alaska. So Alaska is on there as well. I know there's, you know, yeah, I've been to some great exotic places and never, you know, and then something, I've not seen some others that you think would have been year one or year two in this industry. And then a place that I must go back to, because sometimes you visit destinations and they speak to your spirit, they speak to your soul. And I have to get back to New Zealand. So that's a destination that I fell in love with on my first trip, fell in love with the people, fell in love with the beauty of the destination. And I didn't get lost. It's an island. Eventually you come back to where you started.
I have a friend who spent, she spent a summer there. Well, summer for us, it was winter for her, mm-hmm. With work. And it was life-changing for her. And she felt the same way. Like it was like the whole country is a national park.
It truly is. There are two places that have touched me that way. One is New Zealand, one is Ireland. And there's, you know, and it's different places for different people. My husband, Cabo, is his place. He probably goes 4 to 5 times a year. It just speaks to his spirit. So those are not just one and done.
Yeah, totally get it. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or on the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. Before we go, we would like to thank our very special guest, Laura Robbins, for joining us tonight.
Yay! Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
So on behalf of Donna, George, Lindsay, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.